Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula, and this is Into the Chat, where every Saturday morning we focus on local players, local coaches, local programs, and a local perspective on hip-hop and sports. You have Into the Chat, and right now I have Terrence Boo Carter's Pops on the phone with me. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Just in case people might not know, it'd be hard for me to believe that somebody out there doesn't know who Boo Carter is, but he is a local Chattanooga kid that has gone on to play at the next level at the University of Tennessee. He's a volunteer. He's been doing big things. But we're going to get into that in just a minute. I just want to make sure everybody understands that we're talking to Boo Carter's Pops right now. So what age was it that you realized that Boo was special, that he wasn't just good, but that he was, like, you know, different?
I probably would say, man, around the age of four, man, once he was out there, man, he's probably one of the most physical kids out there, the fastest kid, one of the toughest kids out there, and he was just different from the jump.
Tell me something that he did that was so amazing, you were like, I can't even believe he did that.
I probably got two different occasions, man. I would say probably the eighth grade year when he, right during the season, one game he put up 5 touchdowns, and then he went on the same year and transferred to Chattanooga Christian School as an eighth grader and went on to play varsity football on the high school team, man. I thought that was kind of different. I mean, his mom wasn't too fond of it, though, but I thought it was pretty cool that he could get up there and get to play with the big boys early.
I mean, that's rare. That's very rare.
Right. His mom was really protective of the situation. Like, I don't want my baby out there with those older boys. And then he had another occasion when he was in high school. Probably was his junior year. He put up 7 touchdowns in the game, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's a real deal.
Let's talk about all the accolades he got from all the way up. So can you name some of the things that some of the accomplishments he's had? Like, you've named the 5 touchdown game, 7 touchdown game, getting to play varsity in the 8th grade. But what's some of the other things that he accomplished leading up into high school, leading up to before he started getting recruited?
Started young, just about every season, man. He was MVP of the team. And I think pretty much his junior year, he made it with a one Mr. Football, but that's neither here nor there. But his senior year, he was able to win that Mr. Football trophy. And I think that was one of his big prize possessions.
And then he was nationally ranked recruit.
Yep.
I believe he was number 2 in the nation and number 1 in his position. Is that right?
Yeah, he was number 2 in the nation and number 1 in the state.
When did he start getting recruitment letters? Like, when did they start trying to sway him over to their schools?
It started early, man. After Boo's first season, towards the end of the season, I want to say maybe summer, he got his first offer, and that was from University of Tennessee.
So they were the first person to offer them?
Yeah, they was the first person to offer.
I've been your friend on social media for a while, so I was able to follow y'all's journey from a fan perspective, and I was able to see all of the schools. If you name a school that has a good program, he was recruited by them. They wanted him up there. He did visits. Y'all went to games. Tell me what that was like.
Man, that was a different experience, man. Something that me and his mom never experienced, man. But we enjoyed every ride of it, man. Just all the calls, the schools, trying to get them to come visit. It was a different experience, man. I did not expect the college recruitment process to go as it went, but it was just a great experience.
I mean, just to name a few, I saw that he went to Colorado, so he was over there with Dion and them. And so name some of the other programs that he got to go visit.
We visited Tennessee a few times. We visited Ohio State.
Yeah, I remember seeing Ohio State. I remember seeing Colorado. I remember seeing, was it Florida? What, didn't he go to one of the Florida schools?
Oh, yeah, he visited Florida one time, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember what was unique is I've never seen anybody get this many offers and to go to that many schools. But every time he went there, they would have, like, his name up on the stadium. They'd have, like, a picture of him in their uniform. I mean, they went hard.
Yeah, we visited Nebraska, Florida, Central Florida. We visited a couple spots, man. There's so many of the names.
So what do you think it was that swayed him over to UT? Was it just being home? Was it being close? Like, what do you think?
I believe that possibly played a role in him being home, being close to home, still being able to be around his family, still going, being able to take care of business at the same time. He always said he wanted to play in the SEC.
Yeah, and getting to play in the SEC. And I know he had some time that he spent with Nico because they did that, was it 7-on-7?
Yeah, they had a 7-on-7 tournament in Chicago.
And I remember they won that together, right?
Yep, they won the national championship, 7-on-7. First time playing together.
Did you know for sure that he was going to be playing defense? Or, like, when he first went up there, was it up in the air or that's what they recruited him for?
Well, they actually recruited him for defense when me and his mom went up there. Like, Boo pretty much wanted to play both ways. Boo really wanted to play all over the field. Boo type of kid, he don't want to come off the field. He got the energy not to come off the field.
And he has the talent to do that.
Right. That's just really been his style of play his whole life. That's just what he planned on continuing from high school to college. And going into Tennessee, like I said, we was recruited at DB, but They supposed to make arrangements for him to be able to play on offense, defense, punt return, all those types of things.
When did y'all realize that he wasn't not only going to go to UT, play in the SEC, be on the defense and have the option maybe to play some offense, maybe, you know, definitely do some punt return, things like that? Or when did you realize that he was actually going to be a starter as a true freshman?
I mean, it really wasn't something that I just realized, man. I just really felt in my heart from the jump, whatever school, whatever program Boo chose to go to, he will potentially start at that school. Like, it wasn't never just like, you're going to go to this school, you may start. You're going to go to this school, you may start. I really felt like wherever he went, he was going to be a starter without even being on campus yet. I just knew he had that type of work and drive that he was going to work to get a starter position.
That brings me to the question. A lot of people just see where he's at now. They don't know about all the hard work that it takes to get there. So can you talk about the work that he's put in to get in the position that he's in?
Man, Boo was one kid, he don't mind training. Sometimes I didn't have to tell him to train. Boo took it upon himself to go work out and train. And, you know, being a parent, me and his mom, it was just pretty much an investment for us. Like, we just made sure he had everything to keep going and keep getting better and to make it to the next level.
And so what's it been like for you all going to all of his games and seeing the success that he's had this year?
Man, this has been something to enjoy, man. Like, just going, being able to, like, me and his mom, we haven't missed a game. Like, we had every game. So it's just been a different experience, man. Like, especially when we're in Neyland Stadium, man. When he makes a player do something big and you hear that whole crowd just say, Boo. Man, it's a whole different type of feeling, man. And it just be like.
Just in his first season, he's got a lot of accomplishments. I think he's got a lot of first team freshman of the year type deals. So can you tell some of the accolades he's got this year?
Player of the game against the Gators, freshman impact player of the year. Man, he got a few just the only ones I can think of off the top of my head, but he got quite a few.
I saw you post where it talked about freshman impact, and it talks about he's had 35 total tackles, 27 solo, 3 tackles for a loss, 1 interception.
Yeah, and they left out 1.5 sacks.
Yeah, don't leave that out.
Yeah,
he's definitely doing his thing. I know the whole city's proud of him. I see every Saturday. I've always seen people wearing orange, but I see people with his jerseys on, the shirts that y'all have made.
I'm really proud of the city, man. They have sold out for Boo, man, supporting them in all types of ways, man. His mom's selling jerseys. I've been selling shirts. We've just been doing that just so we can try to get stuff to Boo immediate fans.
When you look on social media, and you see everybody posting, and it's not just them going to the Tennessee game, it's them going to support Boo. So I think it's been amazing. So what's some advice that you would want to give some of the parents out there that might not know what support you need to give your child that's playing in sports and especially get to this next level? What's some things that you've learned along the way that you think would be good for other parents to know?
Man, just stick behind your kid, man, and just know, man, it's gonna cost, man. You're gonna have to invest in your kid, man. You're gonna have to invest in training. You're gonna have to invest in traveling. You're gonna have to invest in camp. Like, just don't think it's going to happen overnight. Like, you're going to have to do your part as a parent, no matter the talent that your kid got.
Right, so it takes a commitment from the parent, it takes an investment. Like you said, there was times where he wanted to do that training, and all y'all said was, okay, we'll make sure you got everything you need to do it.
Right.
Hey, man, we appreciate you taking the time. Again, thank you so much for talking to us. We wish them great luck. Again, the whole city's proud of them. We're fans, and we're proud of them, and we're going to keep on cheering them on, and we hope we cheer them all the way up to the national championship. So, thank you again for coming on Enter the Chat.
All right, man, appreciate you having me.
This is Tula, and I'm with Terrence Boo Carter's Pops on Enter the Chat right here on Power 94.